Oh, you know what that music means. It's a Tech Tuesday, and on the line with us from CNET.com is Bridget Carey. Hello, Bridget. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I've been kind of deep in the world of cryptojacking lately.
You might have to explain what that means.
I don't know what that is.
Is that good or bad?
Oh, it's okay. So you've heard of all, there's always a new trend, I think, every year. You've heard of ransomware. I think the latest thing that all the it's hot with all the hackers. It's a form of malware called cryptojacking. It just sounds snazzy, but really what it's doing is the same kind of stuff that's been done in the past, where you are infected with malware that in the background, you don't even know it, your computer is secretly working as a machine for the hacker to mine cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and others. Because the way you make Bitcoin, if you don't actually buy it from someone, is that you need to have your computer do these complex calculations to crack code, and you're rewarded. It's like, oh, all this hard work your computer's doing, here's a reward. Here's a few fractions of a coin. And they all work like this. But to need that computing power, it's a major drain. So what hackers do is they get this army of infected computers to all be slow and do this in the background. And so people sometimes are going, why is my computer so slow? Maybe you are mining cryptocurrency for someone else in the background. You don't even know it. I think what's the weird takeaway from all this, aside from all the jargon, is that you don't have to download a bad link. You don't have to be caught in a phishing scam or download some attachment to your email. Just this week, there are thousands, they found, websites that just by browsing on them, trusted popular government websites, uscourts.gov is one of them, where the hackers inserted the code in the background. And so you're browsing the web, you're on uscourts.gov or wherever, and it's running. Now, it stops when you close the tab in some cases, but in other cases, sometimes you can be infected and stay infected until you clear your computer. So I think it's called drive-by attacks, you know, like you're just driving by the internet and boom, you're hit. So now this is a new thing that, you really can't even help it sometimes. And so this is why it's good to have protections like software, malware, virus scans and stuff.
But so I just am a little confused. It slows down your computer, but it's not really stealing your money. It's using it to, because I don't have Bitcoin. I don't even understand Bitcoin. It's virtual money. I have a Monopoly game. I'll just use that virtual money.
Good.
But so it's not really doing anything but slowing my computer down. It's not taking anything from me, is it?
No, it's sucking your processing power, so your computer is just
getting drained.
Slow and annoying, and it's kind of like, because it's not actually affecting you, there's less motivation to go after these guys, right? Because you didn't lose anything. You just lost your patience because your computer's too slow and it's, it can't work like it is supposed to work. So where's the motivation to go hunt for someone? And then also, it's hard to track. Where did this come from? How did I get infected? You know, that makes it really, I guess, sweet for the hackers to go, I can just infect a bunch of computers and let it work in the background. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to say I want a ransom. That's too messy, asking for a ransom. Just, infect a bunch of computers and let it run by in the background and make some money. And they say, at least some research that does come out, they don't know how widespread this is because it's hard to track, but from the little they know, people can make about a couple thousand a month.
That's not bad.
So it's a great work from home scheme.
Yeah, seems like it is.
You know, you got me freaking out because now I'm going on to my Trend Micro account to make sure that all of my antivirus are up to date. And now I'm worried about going to the account. As long as it has that little locked thing, does it mean that
is that 100% safe, Bridget, if you have the lock symbol?
Because why hasn't somebody just gone and done a little picture of that?
Right, yeah.
No, okay, here's, how those websites all got messed up? Because it was the thing that was hacked on the back end was JavaScript that helps blind people read websites. It kind of reads it out loud for them. And so that little piece of the website Someone got in the back. And then so all these thousands of websites that use that service, boom, were affected, including a lot of community colleges and universities, a lot in the UK, in New York, the New York University, that website was affected. And so someone goes, wait a second, this is just running on all these websites? And so, you know, who knows how long that was going on for, but it looks like they caught it relatively quickly.
And again, the term is cryptojacking. Try not to get it. That's what we're telling people. Right. Do your best to not get it. We only have a minute or two, Bridget, but I'm curious about this. The Olympic jackets are using technology in some new way. What is that all about?
Yeah, if you watch the opening ceremony or even seen them wear these big jackets from Ralph Lauren, there's actually tech inside, and I got to check it out. So that was pretty fun of an assignment. What's the tech part is that it's a heated jacket, and they put smarts in the ink. So these are like conductive inks on the back panel. There's like a rectangle the size of like your two hands put together. It looks like that American flag. And what shocked me was that I grabbed the fabric and I could just squish it in my hand like it was any other fabric. And this is supposed to be, you know, the heated part. So it wasn't like you felt like you were wearing technology. There's a tiny cord and a battery pack that is powering this ink to be conductive. It's like carbon and silver inks, and that's what warms you. It wasn't jarring. I put it on. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, I have a big hot rectangle on my back.
Mm-hmm.
It was just very comfortable. The thing is they outfit like 700 people at the Olympics and Paralympic Games.
Yeah.
But they're all in one big test to see how they react to it so they can bring it in a more affordable way to their line for next winter.
And can these uniforms be crypto-jacked?
Oh, man. Well, our clothing's crypto-jacked now. Oh, man.
Then you got problems.
This thing to worry about.
Crypto-jackets.
So they're not available to the public yet, but once this has passed muster, then everybody's going to want one. We can get them soon, right?
They sold less than 100 to the public, like for their fans, for like $2,500.
Wow.
And you can find them on eBay. Some people are trying to make money and list them for like $7,000. But I did see one sell for $3,000. I think just people who are fans of the Olympics. There's always that expensive Olympic gear because it's all made in the U.S. too.
Yeah,
so a little more expensive for that reason.
Excellent.
All right. Well, another thing, I'm going to be really careful. And again, I'm trying to sign on. I'm going to trendmicro.com and I can't see where to log on. So then you Google search it and it says Trend Micro login, but it's got some other letters before Trend Micro. And now I'm scared to do anything.
Yeah. You scared Wendy, Bridget. I hope you're happy.
I think you're okay as long as there's no like. Okay, well, just to see the trendmicro.com, that part's okay, you know.
It's like SSO1.trendmicro.com. What the hell is that?
That should be okay, because don't forget, when you go on Gmail, it's like mail.google.com, you know. So there's, ask a friend.
That's all you can do. Bridget, thank you so much. Have a good rest of the week. It's Bridget Carey from CNET. We'll take a quick break. We've got news for you and exciting tickets to see Elton John's, what we believe is his last performance ever in Chicago. We're giving away between now and noon. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.